the prospect of Omicron having an economic impact. Before I introduce my guests and go across to them, let's just take a look at what the Reserve Bank of India has come out with in its financial stability report. These are a couple of important quotes from that report. They say that Omicron potentially haunts near-term prospects. Omicron has cast a shadow on global economic prospects. Global recovery is clouded by the emergence of Omicron. The medium, small and medium enterprises and micro enterprises and the micro finance segment are reflecting signs of stress, while corporate sectors have gained strength. A couple of other points emerging from other reports. Banks' gross non-performing assets may rise to 9.5% in a severe stress scenario by September 22. Budgeted fiscal deficit of 6.8% of the GDP may come under strain. So these could be a couple of concerns. Nilesh Shah joins me, as does Madan Sabnavis. Thank you both very much for being with us. Mr. Shah, in your mind, what is the biggest single concern as far as Omicron and the economy is concerned? Because we aren't at, by any means, the peak of what we're going to see in India. It's going to be here for at least a month plus more. What could the impact be?
So the real question is, will Omicron result into lockdown like first wave? Or will it result into restricted lockdown like second wave? Or will it not result into any lockdown? In all the three scenarios, the impact on economy will be completely different. And RBI has quite nicely mentioned that there could be potential risk to growth in the near term if Omicron impacts economic activity through either full or partial lockdown.
Mr. Sabnavis, what about bank loans and that being a concern? We saw that in the first phase of Delta with the lockdown, people losing jobs, the inability to pay off loans. Is the concern of bank loans falling foul? Is that something that we need to be worried about?
See, right now, I think there's no need to be worried about it, because if you go also by the RBI's financial stability report, they have already spoken of the different stress-like situations. And one thing is also certain, that I don't think the lockdowns are going to be as severe as they were the first time or even the second time. And the fact that more people are vaccinated also will mean that that people are going to be affected. There are going to be less fatality rates, hopefully, based on the trends which we are seeing. So given this kind of a scenario, I don't think it will lead to any large-scale unemployment, which in turn, or maybe even salary cuts, which was the case which we had in lockdown one. And that was actually what affected the ability of people to service their loans. And I'm quite sure if we reach that kind of a thing, hypothetically, we could still reach that kind of a situation. I think the RBI already used a moratorium fairly well, dexterously, in the first round to ensure that there weren't any repercussions on the banking sector. So I think we're definitely better equipped to face it, but we should not shy away from the fact that the higher growth which we thought was there to stay during Diwali time, when there was large-scale spending and we all said it was this pent-up demand story which was playing out, and all of us were very, very optimistic about the future, that is going to get pared down. And I think tomorrow when the CSO comes out with their GDP forecast, we're expecting it to be scaled down marginally, not really significantly. We at Bank of Baroda are looking at maybe 10 to 20 basis points loss in GDP in the fourth quarter. On the whole, we're looking at a number of around 9.3%. So it's going to be more on growth. I don't think the banking sector, on account of a lockdown, let's assume, Vishnu, what you said, it really lasts till, say, maybe March.
Mr. Sabnavis, that's the what time did you say you expect the fall in growth to be? How many basis points?
10 to 20 basis points in the Q4, and overall, we're looking at 9.3%.
Okay.
So I think the impact will be more on growth, less on employment right now. And definitely, I don't think right now the banking sector needs to get jittery about what's happening in terms of the economic impact.
Mr. Shah, does it make good business sense for us to roll out a booster policy for all adults and those who are eligible, not just senior citizens, frontline workers? Does that make good economic sense for us?
I mean, this is in the domain of medical experts. We have seen in countries where booster dose was given, like Israel, where fourth vaccine is given, there also infection rates has been high. So this is the domain of medical experts. My limited knowledge tells me that whatever is needed to keep economic activities on, we need to do. there is one mayor in US which said that I was a cook, I was a worker, and hence I'm never going to impose a lockdown because people don't know what economic cost it imposes on the bottom of the pyramid. We should do whatever it takes to ensure that economy functions because bottom of the pyramid suffers the most in that kind of situation.
Mr. Sabnavis, we are already seeing partial lockdowns. Most of our major cities are seeing weekend lockdowns, for example. Do you believe the government needs to be proactive and, given the numbers that we are seeing, come out or plan to come out with some sort of mitigating measures to help those who may be out of jobs, labor, for example, because construction activity has taken a hit already as a result of Omicron?
It is true. I think the service sector, which was getting back on its feet, has been buffeted the third time. But again, going by the revealed preference of the government in terms of policy, I don't think we could be expecting anything in an aggressive manner to come about. In case it does lead to a lot of stress, definitely I'm sure the budget could be looked upon to provide, again, the relief to the very poor people. But beyond that, I do not expect any major schemes also to be announced by the government to alleviate the suffering, because I don't think it's going to be to the same extent of even lockdown too.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you both very much for joining us. Let's hope you're both right, and let's hope this goes away really fast. We do not want our economy to suffer. We certainly don't want a lockdown. I'd like to thank you both very much for joining us.